It was the last debate of 2011, not the last debate. The last chance this year to hear a candidate gaffe or the audience applaud at inappropriate times. All those things that have gone viral from previous debates, none of them happened last night. The Republican debate in Sioux City, Iowa was mostly serious, generally civil, pretty tame. Joining us now to recap, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, Celeste.
Your guess on why last night was kind of,
so normal.
Moderate, normal, civil.
My guess, no Herman Cain? I don't know. I'm just kidding. Everybody's had a whole bunch of practice, haven't they? And it's crunch time. We are right on top of Iowa. Nobody's messing around. Everybody's had plenty of practice in the 47 other debates that we've had. Or they just had a good night, you know.
Maybe they were tired. Maybe they were too tired to attack one another.
Maybe.
All right. So, Todd, obviously, people talk about these debates in terms of winners and losers. But instead, I want to talk about what happened in terms of front runners. Did the front runner, which is, I guess, Newt Gingrich, in Iowa at least, yeah, not in New Hampshire, but did he lose his position?
Hard to say he lost it, but Romney is always, well, Romney is usually very solid in these situations. Newt Gingrich is gaining a reputation as a stellar debater. He was a bit weak at the beginning.
Like the first hour.
Yes, and I would say the issue on which he was weakest, if you want to call it weak, was over having taken $1.6 million as Newt calls himself a consultant or historian. Others call him a lobbyist, even though he was never an official lobbyist, from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are now the evil stepchildren in Washington, D.C. and around the country, of course, the federal lenders
for the mortgage. So odd to me, Todd, his excuse here. I want to play this comment that he made.
I sometimes get accused of using language that's too strong. So I've been standing here editing. I'm very concerned about not appearing to be zany. And
yeah, so there's Newt Gingrich saying, well, you know, I didn't have a great, I'm not doing so well in this debate, but it's because I'm trying not to look silly.
Well, I'm not sure that he was referring to this debate in particular, because he gets accused of being zany in other contexts. I think he may have been trying to undercut his critics a little bit by being a little bit self-deprecating. Hard to know what was going through Newt's head there, but he was vulnerable on the Fannie Freddie.
Yeah.
It doesn't look right to a lot of people in Romney. Michelle Bachmann really was the one who went after him on it, not Mitt Romney. And then Newt gained his legs later in the debate and things evened out a bit.
No, in fact, Mitt Romney seemed to spend the night refocusing his attacks, not on Gingrich, but on the president. Joining us also is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And it seems clear that the storyline for whomever becomes the nominee is the economy, and that the president doesn't know what he's doing on the economy. So let's bring in some of these claims that they made. And here's Mitt Romney speaking about the president and automobiles.
We have a president, someone who, again, doesn't understand how the economy works and thinks that as a government, he can choose, for instance, which energy sector is going to be successful. So he invests as a venture capitalist in certain car companies that have electric battery power, not understanding that perhaps Toyota and GM could do a better job than Tesla and Fisker.
What do you make of this?
Well, you know, Romney was very much setting himself up for how he would debate against Obama, should he be the candidate. And he said at several points there that his experience working in private equity and venture capital would help him help the nation create jobs. He said, in order to know how to create jobs, you have to have created them. So that's his argument. Of course, you know, it already is open season on Bain, but it'll be really open season on Bain where he used to work.
Bain is his company.
Where he used to work doing venture capital and private equity investments, if he is the candidate, because yes, they invested in companies like Staples, the office supply company that created a lot of jobs. But, you know, they also invested in a lot of companies that went in and shut down factories and cut jobs. So his claim will be tested more and more.
We should point out that the loan he's talking about here with Tesla was initiated by the Bush administration, while the bailout of GM was initiated by the Obama administration. Although it began during the Bush administration's time. But Louise, let's go a little bit further into the the storyline from all of the GOP candidates on the economy, that during the Obama administration, the economy has taken a real nosedive. Many of them made pretty significant claims about what Obama has done in terms of the deficit, in terms of the country's debt. Was any of that on point?
You know, there were a few gaffes in this. You know, one that I thought was sort of major came from Romney. He was talking about the national debt, you know, which is up around $15 trillion. And he said, well, Obama has added as much to the national debt as all the other presidents combined. And when you look the figures up, Obama has added between $2 to $3 trillion. And so that's not, you know, more than anyone else. Bush, for example, added $6 trillion. So
twice as much.
Right. So Romney needs to check his math a little on this. And I think this is going to be a common battle next year will be Republicans, whoever the candidate is, and also in the congressional election, Republicans blaming the president for the weak economy. But remember the turmoil, the financial collapse that led to this recession and the housing bubble and bust was under a Republican president. And so there'll be a lot of debate over who really caused this dismal economy and then whether Obama could have done more, should have done more to get out of this faster. But it's really hard to put the blame on this on really one party because it started back before 2009, but it has continued awfully long.
Yeah. All right. So, Todd, is this debate kind of a signal that the focus, say, in 2012 from some of these candidates will be more on Obama than on each other?
Well, you've seen this in many of the other debates so far, and you've often seen Mitt Romney. There were times when he had to go after Rick Perry when Rick Perry went after him, but you saw Mitt Romney focus so much on criticizing the president. Republican base voters want to see who can go toe-to-toe with the president. It's one of the main theories as to why Newt Gingrich is doing so well now, because he's usually such a good debater, and they want somebody who can face down the guy they don't like in debates in the future. So it is all about attacking Obama. It is all about the economy and who can go after the president. They want him out. So it's about your policy, but it's also who can win over the guy in the White House they don't like.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, at least until the primaries next year. This is the last debate before the first Iowa vote. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent, and Louise Story, Wall Street finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Is that you being sad there, Todd?
Yeah, we're going to miss him.
Aw.
Debates.